Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catholina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on nations of the Global South to stand united in one voice to become each other's strength. In his opening remarks on the third Voice of Global South virtual summit yesterday, Prime Minister expressed concern about current global atmosphere of uncertainty and challenges. Modi emphasized that these countries are facing challenges from climate change, health, food, and energy security. The Prime Minister also noted that terrorism, extremism, and separatism continue to pose serious threats to societies. He said that the technology divide and new economic and social challenges related to technology are also emerging. Prime Minister assured that India is committed to sharing its experiences and capabilities with all countries of the Global South. He highlighted New Delhi's commitment to promoting trade, inclusive development, progress on the Sustainable Development Goals, and women-led development. He said that in recent years, Global South cooperation has been boosted through infrastructure, digital, and energy connectivity. The Prime Minister said that there has been significant progress in partnership with Global South nations in areas of education, capacity building, and skilling. Modi said that to strengthen trade promotion, India will provide $2.5 million fund. He added that for capacity building in trade policy and trade negotiations, training will be provided for which India will contribute a fund of $1 million. An awareness program on human rights and the role of state human rights commissions in its better protection was organized by Nagaland State Human Rights Commission, NSHRC, in Kohima yesterday. Chairman NSHRC Justice Songkup Chung Serto said on the importance of fundamental rights and entitlement of all individuals. He said, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights provides basic concepts of equality, liberty and dignity, which enshrines prohibition of slavery and provides right to life to all human. The chairman said, it deals with the right of an individual towards community, including right to nationality and property. Member NSHRC R. Nzambe Molotha called the students to become human rights defenders. He mentioned that the state now have a human rights commission and is one of the youngest state human rights commissions in the country. Lotha said it operates like a civil court and is deemed judicial in nature, which has power to order any inquiry in any government or other organization. A blood donation camp was organized by Chakrama Public Organization in collaboration with Reverend Javiu Crow Memorial Hospital, Tsumukedima, and Christian Institute of Health Sciences and Research, Dimapur, yesterday. The CPO said 110 volunteers from various walks of life donated blood during the drive. It said that the donation will go to help many in dire need of transfusion. The CPO said the blood donation drive was organized in commemoration of 150 years of formation of CPO to be celebrated in November this year. Skill training for rural women through Mobile Skill Morung under Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship held at Wajiro Range, Woka, concluded yesterday. Secretary and ex-officio director Kovi Meyase said that the program has been designed and delivered through Mobile Skill Morung with special consideration of unique accessibility challenges faced by women in the region. He said, many women, despite their significant contributions to the workforce, are unable to participate in skill development programs due to family obligations and lack of mobility to travel outside their homes and villages for trainings. 25 women from 6 villages participated in the training program. And Deputy Commissioner of Tsumukedima, Poland John, has informed that Water Resources Department will be taking up centrally sponsored flood management and broad area program under Ministry of Jal Shakti along the flood plains of Tsumukedima district. In this regard, under the Disaster Management Act 2005 and in the interest of public safety, the DC has ordered that no person will impede engineers of the Water Resources Department during implementation of the flood management works. No person will obstruct the free flow of the Chathe River within the jurisdiction of Tsumukedima District apart from encroachment of natural waterway. The DC said the orders will remain in force until further notice. The DC also cautioned that any person found violating will be liable for punitive action. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.